The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And let me again plead with you, please be careful, be cautious in this heat. It can be dangerous. It can be dangerous. Please take it seriously. If you do not have electricity, go somewhere where you can be cool. This kind of temperature, this kind of humidity is dangerous. And if you are outside at all, make sure that you maintain proper hydration. Don't become dehydrated. Do not succumb to any kind of heat stroke or heat exhaustion, which can happen and pretty easily. So just be careful, be cautious, and look out for those around you, particularly the elderly. If you have someone that is elderly that lives around you, make sure they're okay. Just check on them. Make sure they're okay. Watch out for each other. And according to AEP, electricity may not come back possibly till Friday at midnight. That's what they're saying. And one more time, I won't dwell on it. They really want us all to buy an electric car? They really want us to do that? Understanding how fragile the electric grid is, how easy it is to shut down the electric grid? Anyway, be careful, be cautious. Yesterday, I shared a story with you from a radical LGBTQIA group, and the gist of the whole email was, things are so bad. It's so bad for us. Things are going in the wrong direction. We're losing our rights. We're losing this. We're losing that. And what I said was, are you kidding me? Look at the acceptance of Pride, Pride Month, the whole LGBTQIA thing. Look at how many corporations have gotten on board. Look at how many grocery stores, gas stations. You can't go anywhere without Pride this, Pride that, rainbow this, rainbow that. It's everywhere. And then they have the nerve to say, we are being so oppressed and things are going in the wrong direction. Yeah, really? Well, the same is true with abortion. We are watching violent demonstrations, and I mean violent demonstrations all across America because of the fear that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. And I'll be really honest with you. I hope it is. I am no longer as confident as I once was. I know about what the leaked document says. I know that. But I also know that Supreme Court justices can change their mind. Because of the amount of time that has transpired since the leaked summary and the release of the report itself, I have a suspicion that one or two of the justices may be changing their mind. I hope not. But anyway, we are hearing nonstop, nonstop. We're losing our abortion rights. We're losing access to abortion. It's not going to be possible to get an abortion. Oh, woe is me. Woe is us. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Abortion is going away in America. We're hearing that over and over and over again. Is that the truth? Well, listen to this headline. Abortions increase in the U.S., reversing a 30-year decline. Pardon me. Reversing a 30-year decline. Here's the story. The number of abortions in the United States has increased, reversing what had been a three-decade decline. The uptick began in 2017, and as of 2020, one in five pregnancies, or 20.6%, ended in abortion. Think about that. Almost 21%. Now, 2020 is the most recent statistics that we have. Why in the world it takes the government 2, 3, 4 years to get reports out, I have no idea. But this information is being reported by the Guttmacher Institute. They are a very, very pro-abortion group, very closely aligned to Planned Parenthood. And they're reporting this pretty dramatic increase in abortions. In 2017, 18.4% of all pregnancies ended in abortion. And in 2020, it rose to 20.6%, slightly more than one in every five pregnancies. And here's the bottom line of this report. Abortions are increasing. We have heard the hysteria about the Texas heartbeat bill, the Ohio heartbeat bill, the Nebraska heartbeat bill, the Mississippi heartbeat bill. We have heard all of this hysteria. Nobody's going to be able to get an abortion anymore. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All of these laws are being passed. Abortion is going to go out. Women are going to be in back alleys with clothes hangers. And how many times have you heard that mass hysteria implying that because of the abortion laws that have been passed, like states like Texas, that the number of abortions is declining rapidly? No, they're not. I wish they were. They should be, but they are not, sadly. Which I think is another indicator of just how radical the proponents of abortion will become if indeed Roe versus Wade is overturned. The real terrorists in America today are not white supremacists. The real terrorists are not the Proud Boys. The real terrorists in America are not white Christian nationalists. The real terrorists in America today are the abortion supporters. Don't believe me? Well, we're going to take a break, and I'll give you some proof. There is a great deal of domestic terrorism in America today. It's being ignored by the mainstream media, but you and I will not ignore it. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
A radical Democratic senator held a press conference, I believe it was yesterday, and basically said if the Republicans get control of the Senate and the House, we're going to have civil war in the streets. There's going to be blood in the streets. We're going to have civil war. Those white supremacists. And the implication was, if you're a Republican, you are a white nationalist, racist, probably a secret member of the KKK if you're a part of the Republican Party. That was his implication, seriously. And he predicted. And now, why is he doing this? Because everybody is saying there is going to be a massive red wave this coming November. Now, I'm not saying that because so many things can change between now and November. If the midterm elections were held Tuesday of next week, oh, yeah, there would be a massive wave of Republicans, and they would unquestionably get control of the Senate, the House, and et cetera. A lot of things can happen between now and November. I don't make many predictions, but I predict just before November, maybe the end of September, the 1st of October, gas prices are going to suddenly plunge. Oh, they're just going to drop like a rock. Now, they're still going to be incredibly high. They'll still probably be twice as high as when that Trump guy was president, but they will be much less expensive than now. And people are going to go, isn't this wonderful? Anyway, the Democrats are scared to death. They are petrified about this next election. So they are trying to use fear and intimidation. If you elect a bunch of Republicans, there's going to be a civil war and people are going to die because they're the radicals. Really? Have you been keeping an eye on what's happening across America at churches, pregnancy resource centers? There have been nearly 60 attacks on either churches or pregnancy resource centers since the leaked Supreme Court document indicating that they will probably overturn Roe versus Wade. In fact, there have been, and I'm looking at a report, 59 cases of pro-abortion violence all across America since that document was leaked. 59. This is domestic terrorism. Let me run down where these events have occurred. One in Iowa. Here's one in Alaska. Here's one in Oregon. Here's one in New York. There's another one in New York. Another one in New York. There's one in Michigan. One in California. These are attacks of violence or intimidation against either a pro-life church or a pregnancy resource center. And these are documented. All right, California, Maryland, North Carolina. There's another one in New York, another one in New York. There's Texas, Florida, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, Oregon, another one in Oregon, New Jersey, Washington State, another one in Michigan, Mississippi, another one in Oregon, another one in Washington State, Alabama, Kansas, Arizona, another one in Arizona, Missouri, Indiana, Idaho, another one in Maryland, another one in Maryland, another one in Michigan, another one in New York City, one in Maine, another one in Texas, there's one in Virginia, Colorado, another in Oregon, another in Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, another in Texas, another in Oregon, another in Maryland, another in Washington, D.C., another in Texas, Texas, Washington State, Colorado, Oregon, and there is one in California. Those are the recorded cases of either violence or severe intimidation against pregnancy resource centers, pro-life leaders, or pro-life churches. 59. There have been at least 4 pregnancy centers that have been firebombed. Molotov cocktails have been launched. An enormous amount of graffiti, property damage, windows broken out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When was the last time you heard about violence from the Proud Boys? Now, I'm not a supporter of the Proud Boys. I know very little about them, but from what I've heard, I don't think I would support them at all. And were they at the January 6th riot? Yeah, I guess so. It certainly seems like they were. But when was the last time you heard about any vandalism from white supremacists or Christian nationalists? If you believe the Bible and you love America, you are called a Christian nationalist, and you're violent. The rhetoric from the left is that all of the violence, all the terrorism is coming from white supremacists, Trump supporters, when in reality, if you look at the last 3 years, you look at the riots that occurred all across America, injuring hundreds and hundreds of people. Many people died. Dozens of buildings burned to the ground. If you look over the last 3 years, including January 6th, the overwhelming majority of real violence has come from the left. Now, I condemn all violence. Do I condemn white supremacy? Yes. Do I condemn white nationalism? White nationalism? Yes, I do. But you see, I condemn all terrorism and all violence. Just if you want the truth and you want reality, the problem of domestic terrorism today is coming almost completely from abortion supporters who are all far left. Is that what the mainstream media is reporting? Of course not. They want you still to think that little old lady sitting next to you in church on Sunday could burn your house to the ground. Now, she probably won't, but they think she could. She might.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.